The exhibition, Gaspar Enrique's Metaphors of El Barrio, will be opening at the El Paso Museum of Art in the main gallery, that's the Big Hunt Family Gallery, on Sunday, January the 26th, and will continue through May the 4th. This exhibition is a retrospective of Gaspar's work. And with me are Gaspar himself, along with a former student who has now taken over his classroom at Bowie High School, Mauricio Olague, and El Paso Museum of Art curator Christian Gerstheimer. Now, to whom did it fall to round up years and years of artwork?
Well, that was me. I was assigned, asked to be the curator of this exhibition, and luckily, Gaspar is a very organized artist, I found. He gave us a list of collectors throughout the country who had his paintings, and many of his paintings. So it was really up to me to contact all these collectors to set up the loans and the different museums and organizations that own the artwork. So that really made things easier than having to find the owners of the artwork all on my own.
Yes. So, were there any blank spots or black holes where you just couldn't recall where a piece was?
There were, and they still are.
You are an artist, after all. I mean,
yes, there was several of them. Like, I did a painting of Mauricio called Cuba Way, and that one was sold by Adair Margo's gallery here in El Paso, and they sold it to somebody in Las Cruces, but they have no records of where it would be.
If you know who you are, and you're listening now, we need to hear from you.
Right. Yeah. And then also a gallery in San Antonio sold a lot of my work that I don't know where it wound up in.
They did not keep any records of their sales?
They did, but the fact that she never paid me for that work she sold.
If you're listening out there and you know who you are, shame on you.
She wouldn't respond to see where I could get that work.
Oh, that's tragic. So, Christian, overall, though, pretty organized and in good order.
Well, yes, definitely. But I should mention there were two works that were really more complicated. They belong to the city of San Antonio, and they are actually, I think, 24 feet high figures.
Oops.
Two artworks of two couples.
Mm-hmm.
And the artworks were very large, and so they had to be deinstalled from that convention center in San Antonio once we received permission and figured out the shipping costs. And then those had to be brought to El Paso. And they're in the museum at this point, but they're not on view. But those were some of the more complicated pieces.
Well, for anyone who doesn't realize the backstage goings-on in curatorial work, wow. Yeah, you're going to deserve a long rest after this one, Christian. Now, one of the reasons I wanted so very much to interview Gaspar at this point in time is this city has been through a lot of controversy. We've had some jangled nerves over the whole let's tear down City Hall and build a ballpark idea. And it is now on its way. And the power of the arts to do a little healing is really a good thing to remember. And it so happens that when we do get to enjoy the ballpark, which might or might not be around April of 2014, we're going to get to experience Gaspar's work, because he's one of three artists who were chosen to help create the ambiance for this place that will have so many people going through there seeking a good time. Can you give me the overview of the scope of this project for you, Gaspar?
It consists of nine murals. Four of them are going to be in the bottom, and they consist of the history of baseball in El Paso. The ones on the bottom consist of Socorro High School's 2009 championship, state championship. Mm-hmm. And then the other one consists of Bowie High School's 1949 champs.
Yay, Bears, of course. Yes. Bears.
And then the other ones consist of other two images.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones in the VIP area consist of the Diablos, the Texans, and the history of those two or several teams that were have been here or they were here in the 1800s. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe the technique that you chose or the composition of the pieces? What concept are you?
The pieces are airbrush. Mm-hmm. They're on acrylic. I'm doing them half the size of what they're originally going to be. For instance, one of the pieces is 8 feet by 28 feet, so I'm doing it 4 feet by half of that. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be taking a digital image, and then they're going to be shipped to California, where they're going to be making 6 feet by 4 feet porcelain tiles.
Ah, okay. So the porcelain tile will be a reproduction of the original work, and that's the format that it'll be seen in at the park.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So for durability and... have you ever done this kind of transfer of your artwork before?
It's the first time.
Wow. So you have
it's
no...
It's going to be exciting.
Exciting, and I hope not disappointing in any way when you see the color transfer and the
whole thing. I have to go up there and make sure that the color is correct and mm-hmm. the proportions are correct and mm-hmm. all that. What worries me is the division. I have divided them so that they're proportionally equal. Mm-hmm. And they won't disfigure some of the composition.
Ah, yes, so that the edges of the tile will not destroy the composition.
Divide like
yes.
Half of a face or things
ah,
like that.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So a lot of planning going into
right.
these things.
Yeah.
Is there any interface between the work you're doing for the ballpark and this retrospective at the museum?
Yes, there is. Actually, the El Paso Museum of Art will be exhibiting one of the paintings that Gaspar Enriquez did for the baseball stadium. It's a
oh, great.
Portrait of a young boy in a catcher mask. So it's amazing to see the beauty of the airbrush technique that Gaspar can make happen.
Oh, he's absolutely amazing. Amazing to see his work firsthand. Yeah. Speaking of which, where will the originals end up?
As far as I know, they're going to end up with me.
Okay. Stay in your position then.
Yes.
And you will be reluctant to let them out of your sight, I suspect, after the
unless
time.
Unless I have to fight the city for them.
how much time, beginning to end, from first canvas to completion, will it have taken you?
Well, I only have 4 right now, and it's been 5 months, and I have to finish them by February so that I have another... 5 Yeah, I only have 4, so I only have
Yeah, you'll
five
be eating and sleeping in the studio, and I'm just really glad that you took time to come down here for this interview. That's all I know.
Yes.
Well, now you have a third element going on, and that is going to be here at UTEP at the Rubens Center. Mauricio, are you familiar with this exhibition that's coming up?
Well, yes. Not only is it going to be an exhibition of artists, portraits of artists, basically, but it's also going to have a didactic or an educational component to it, being the Rubens Center and the mm-hmm. University of Texas, right? But one of the projects we're working on is a large mural that we're going to do on the site with a bunch of Gaspar's ex-students. So we had a first meeting, what was it, like a month ago? And at the same time, Bowie High School was playing Jefferson at the Sun Bowl. And it was just a lot of fun to see a lot of guys from Bowie, mm-hmm. El Simi, Francisco Delgado, El Herman Delgado,
yeah,
a bunch of cool guys. And it's just interesting to me to see how we all have the same kind of sense of humor. And we all start jostling each other around. And Gaspar kind of has to get us to settle down and focus, boys.
Mm-hmm. Let's, if anybody can do it.
Let's move forward. Because he's our godfather. He's the guy. You know? If anybody can make us settle down, it's him. But we're going to do that project. And then over the summer, I was talking to Carrie Doyle that she wants workshops. So I'm hoping to conduct workshops there with some of my students from Bowie High School that are going to UTEP or coming right here to UTEP mm-hmm. and then get them involved in that teaching and learning. And they want to become our teachers, too. They all keep saying that they want to take over my spot. So
hey, it could happen, you know. It's been known to happen. So this exhibition at the Rubens Center here on the UTEP campus, I believe, is going to run June through September.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means rounding up all your portraits. And how is that going so far?
Well, that depends on Carrie. She's the one that has to do the curating. Mm-hmm. In other words, she's going to take
She's the Christian Gerstheimer of the Rubin, yes.
But most of those pieces are at the San Antonio, University of San Antonio.
Excellent.
They own them over there. So.
And do you think there will be a way maybe to track down some of your former students that you've lost touch with to get them in here for that exhibition?
We can try.
They'd be fools to miss it. My guest today, an extraordinary trio. I'm just so delighted that this came together because I know that artist Gaspar Enriquez is on a tight deadline to complete his artwork for our new AAA ballpark, which will be opening in 2014, of course. And I think that's going to go a long way to making people smile and say, all right, we're good. Are there any chihuahuas in the pictures, by the way?
We'll see.
All righty then. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Gaspar, for coming in along with his former student and a wonderful artist and teacher now, Mauricio Olague, and El Paso Museum of Art curator Christian Gerstheimer to talk about this upcoming exhibition, Gaspar Enriquez Metaphors of El Barrio, presented by Community en Acción at the El Paso Museum of Art. And that's going to be in the main gallery, opening Sunday, January 26th, running through May the 4th, and then watch for the exhibition of Gaspar's portraits at the Rubin Center, June through September of 2014. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
There is going to be a catalog.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to mention the museum is in the process of publishing a catalog for this exhibition and includes essays by several very well-known authors, too.
Oh, fabulous. And I understand also on February the 27th, Cheech Marin is coming into town for a discussion with Gaspar at the museum.
Correct.
Awesome. This just gets better and better. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.